Today, let's explore our careers, our jobs, our work. What is it that we actually do for fulfillment, for financing, for purpose? When we look at our own body, every cell in our body expresses the law of Dharma. Each cell has its own purpose. They're not all doing different things. Each cell has its own Dharma. It must discover its own source, its higher self. It must serve its fellow, quote, beings, and express its unique talents. Heart cells, stomach cells, immune cells, all have their source in this higher self, the field of pure potentiality. And because they're linked to the cosmic flow, they can express their unique talents with grace and ease and timeless awareness. And it all happens, we think, inherently. That's because every cell is in its Dharma. And that's how we experience dis-ease, when a cell has suddenly lost its Dharma, gotten confused on what it's supposed to do. Only by expressing each cell's unique talents can it maintain its own integrity and the integrity of the whole body. If we can just look at the behavior of the cells of our body, we can understand truly how we are in this realm, on this planet. 8 billion people. It's almost like there's 8 billion cells, and we're all serving the whole. We're all serving the collective. When we ask the question, how can I help, how can I heal, how can I serve, what's my Dharma, it's really two worlds. Number one, what do I love to do? What's my unique gift? What's my special skill set? And two, how can I help heal and serve? Right now, ask yourself, you know, as far as your job is concerned, do you love that? Does it serve you on multiple levels? And take a look. Where does it serve and where does it not serve? Because you're making a compromise in every moment. You just don't want to have to make that compromise at the level of heart and soul. If it means you work harder to make more money, that seems like a fair exchange. If it seems like you have to perform certain actions that are more exhausting on you or tiring on you, but you succeed more or feel more fulfilled, that seems like a fair exchange. But if you are sacrificing your needs of the heart and your needs of the soul, and you're not being recognized, and you're not being elevated, and you're not thriving emotionally or spiritually, or maybe even financially, then you need to take a look at that. Don't you want to be in a place? I mean, think about how much time we spend at our jobs usually. 6, 8, 10, 12, 18 hours. And you're doing that 4, 5, 6 days a week. If you're going to spend that much time of your life, shouldn't it be in a place that nurtures you in some way? Personally, I've made that sacrifice to work in an environment that paid me well, but did not serve me physically, emotionally, or spiritually. And ultimately, when I reached my most extreme pain point, I left that world. And so, when we ask the question, what is my Dharma? Don't feel the constriction or the limitation that it has to be your job. It has to be something you love. It has to be helping, healing, and serving others. That's Dharma. And if that evolves into something that can also pay you, well, that's just beautiful. So let's take a look at your current situation. Let's take a look at your current job, your current career. Is it nurturing to you? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Still in that place? Is it nurturing enough that there's an elevating career path for you? And this doesn't mean you get raises or title increases. It means you can get deeper levels of fulfillment at the level of the heart and soul. And if that works, then if there are also titles and financial incentives or raises along the process, then that seems pretty good. But helping, healing, and serving others is doing the Lord's work. You are truly divine in that moment. And it's my belief, it's our belief, that if you put yourself in the place of Dharma, of service, of love, then ultimately, abundance will just flow to you. And so, whatever's going on in your life right now, drift your life to something that nurtures you. Drift your life to something that brings you joy. Drift your life to something where you feel fulfilled. Drift your life. And as you drift and drift and drift closer and closer to what serves you, what fills you, and what makes you smile, you'll realize how open you can be to sharing that love, to opening your heart. So let's close our eyes right now. And let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. Let's do that one more time. And release. And the mantra we'll use for this meditation is a mantra from Synchro Destiny, one of the Mahavakyas, one of the master sayings, Shiva Shakti, Shiva Shakti. This is an awakening of the gods and goddesses in embryo within. Shiva Shakti, your masculine and your feminine side. Shiva Shakti. And when you drift away to thoughts, that's okay. But as soon as you're aware that you've been in your thoughts, gently drift back to the mantra, Shiva Shakti. If you notice that there are physical sensations in your body, maybe that's the slow physical awakening of these gods, these goddesses, these mythical archetypes, these role models, these poster boys and girls that you want to aspire to, that you want to connect to. Let's awaken our archetypes. Let's awaken the gods and goddesses who are sleeping within us that we can invoke and access at any time by just repeating, Shiva Shakti, Shiva Shakti, and now whispering, Shiva Shakti, Shiva Shakti. And now let's continue to repeat it silently to ourselves and feel the power of you moving into your next archetypal role of service and purpose and fulfillment. I'll watch the time. Let's begin. those gods, those goddesses, they are awakened, and you can access them at any moment, anytime you're reaching out to help you move closer to Dharma, closer to deeper fulfillment, closer to how can I serve? How can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve using my most unique gifts and my special talents? Let's seal this meditation by chanting Shiva Shakti together. Take a deep breath in. Shiva Shakti. And throughout the day, anytime you're feeling less than, silently say to yourself, Shiva Shakti. I invoke, I awaken the gods and goddesses in embryo. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G, wishing you peace, empowerment, dharma, and fulfillment. Namaste.